Welcome, my friends. Today I'm here to light a fire in your heart and fill your mind with power. You see, success is not just a word, it's a way of life. If you dream of something bigger for yourself and for your family, this is your moment. I believe that motivation is as important as hard work because without it, you'll give up when life gets tough. So, let's talk about how you can achieve your dream life and understanding failures and the comfort zone. Why do we fail? How fear is your biggest enemy? And how to break free from the rat race to find your true purpose? And most importantly, how can we rise above it? As we go through this, I want you to focus on the words I use. Not only will you feel inspired, but you will also improve your English. Every word, every sentence is a step forward, not just for your goals, but for your communication skills too. Chapter 1. Unlock your true potential. Why do failures happen? Failures are not the end of your journey, they are the beginning. Imagine a small child learning to walk. They fall hundreds of times, but do they ever say, "Walking is not for me"? No. They get up and try again until they succeed. Failures happen because you're trying something new. They are proof that you're on the path to growth. Think about Thomas Edison. He failed thousands of times before inventing the light bulb. When asked about it, he said, "I didn't fail. I just found 10,000 ways that didn't work." So if you failed, celebrate it. It means you're doing something extraordinary. But here's the trick. Learn from your failures. Write down what went wrong. What will you do differently next time? This process will turn every failure into a stepping stone toward success. Now let's talk about the comfort zone. Imagine you're sitting in a warm, cozy room. It's comfortable, right? But outside that room is where the magic happens. Most people stay in their comfort zones because it feels safe. They think, "I have a job, a house, and food to eat. Why should I take risks?" But here's the truth. The comfort zone is a trap. It keeps you small. It stops you from growing. If you want to achieve your dream life, you must step out of that cozy room. Yes, it will feel scary. Yes, you will feel uncomfortable. But remember this, everything you want is just outside your comfort zone. Take small steps. If you're afraid to speak English, start by saying one sentence every day. If you're afraid of failure, take a tiny risk and see what happens. Each step will make you stronger. How to kill your fear. Fear is the biggest enemy of success. It whispers in your ear, "What if you fail? What if people laugh at you?" But here's the thing. Fear is just a thought. It has no power unless you believe it. Let me share a story. There was a man afraid of public speaking. Every time he got on stage, his hands shook and his voice cracked. One day, he decided to face his fear. He practiced in front of a mirror every day. Then he spoke to a small group of friends. Slowly, he became confident. Today, he is a motivational speaker. You can kill your fear by taking action. The more you do the thing you're afraid of, the weaker your fear becomes. Start small, but start today. Working to live or living to work? Here's a question for you. Are you working to live or are you living to work? Many people spend their lives chasing money, thinking it will bring happiness. But true success is not just about earning money. It's about living a meaningful life. Think about your parents. They've worked hard for you. They've sacrificed their dreams so you can have a better life. Don't you want to make them proud? Don't you want to show them that their sacrifices were worth it? Work hard, but don't forget why you're working. Set clear goals. Visualize your dream life. And every time you feel tired, remind yourself, you're not just working for yourself. You're working for your family, your future, and your dreams. Chapter 2. How to concentrate, study, and understand the value of money. Let's get straight to it. You want to change your life, right? You want success, happiness, and to make your dreams come true. But let me tell you this. Dreams are not enough. You need focus. You need discipline. You need to work harder than you ever thought possible. How to concentrate. Like a laser, concentration is your superpower. Without it, you'll feel like you're doing a lot, but achieving nothing. So, how do you concentrate? 1. Create a quiet space. First, remove distractions. Your phone, put it away. TV, turn it off. Tell your family, this is my time to study. Please don't disturb me. Make your space quiet and peaceful. 2. Set small goals. Don't try to do everything at once. If you're studying, focus on one chapter or one topic at a time. When you achieve a small goal, reward yourself with a short break. 3. Use the 25-minute rule. This is called the Pomodoro technique. Work for 25 minutes without stopping, then take a 5-minute break. Repeat this 4 times, and then take a longer 15-minute break. This method trains your brain to focus better. 4. Visualize your future. Every time your mind wanders, stop and think about why you're doing this. Imagine your dream life. See yourself living in your dream house, driving your dream car, and making your family proud. Use this vision to pull you back to your work. 5. Train your brain. Like a muscle, concentration is like a muscle. The more you practice, the stronger it gets. Start with 15 minutes of focused work and gradually increase the time. Be patient with yourself. How to study like a champion. Studying is not just about reading books or memorizing facts. It's about understanding and applying what you learn. Here's how to become a master at studying. 1. Active learning. Don't just read passively. Take notes, underline important points, and summarize what you've learned in your own words. Teach someone else. This helps you remember better. 2. Ask questions. Be curious. Ask yourself, why is this important? How can I use this in my life? The more questions you ask, the more engaged you'll be. 3. Mix subjects. If you're studying multiple topics, don't stick to one for too long. Switch subjects after every hour to keep your mind fresh. 4. Healthy body, healthy mind. Eat healthy food, drink plenty of water, and get enough sleep. Exercise for 15 to 20 minutes every day to keep your brain sharp. A healthy body supports a strong mind. Now let's talk about money. Some people say, money is not important. I don't need a lot of money. But then why do they complain about their bills? Why do they dream of a better life? Let me tell you the truth. Money is important. Money gives you freedom. Money helps you take care of your family. If you don't value money, you're lying to yourself. But here's the catch. Money doesn't come to those who just want it. Money comes to those who work for it. Have you noticed this? People say, I want to be rich. But when it's time to wake up early, study late, or work harder, they say, I'm too tired. I'll do it tomorrow. This is the problem. They want the reward, but they don't want the struggle. They want the success, but they don't want the pain. Let me ask you, are you one of those people, or are you ready to fight for your dreams? Success is not easy. It's not for the lazy. It's not for the weak. It's for those who wake up early, work harder than everyone else, and never give up. Imagine this. You see someone driving a luxury car. You think they're lucky. But are they really lucky? Do you know how many sleepless nights they had? How many sacrifices they made? Luck didn't buy that car. Hard work did. You want money? Then earn it. Learn new skills. Improve yourself every day. Take risks. Work harder than everyone else. There are two types of people in this world. The poor mentality, the rich mentality. 1. The poor mentality. They say, I can't do it. It's too hard. I'm not smart enough. They blame others for their failures. They spend their time watching TV, playing games, or scrolling through social media. 2. The rich mentality. They say, I'll find a way. I'll keep trying until I succeed. They use their time to learn, grow, and build their future. They don't blame anyone because they take full responsibility for their lives. Which one are you? Work for your parents, not just for yourself. Do you know who sacrificed the most for you? Your parents. They worked hard so you could have a better life. Now it's your turn. Work hard not just for your dreams, but to give your parents the life they deserve. Imagine the smile on their faces when you buy them a new house or take them on a vacation. Imagine the pride in their eyes when they tell others about your success. How to reduce stress and stay motivated. Focus on the process, not just the result. Success is not an overnight journey. Don't stress about how far you have to go. Celebrate every small step you take. Surround yourself with positive people. If your friends or family discourage you, don't let them pull you down. Find people who believe in you and inspire you to do better. 3. Take care of your mental health. When you feel overwhelmed, take a deep breath. Go for a walk. Write down your thoughts. Remember, even the strongest people need rest. Chapter 3. Escaping the Rat Race, plus a story to inspire. Have you ever felt like life is a never-ending loop? You wake up, go to work or school, come back home, and then repeat the same thing the next day. It's as if you're running on a treadmill, moving a lot but going nowhere. This is what we call the rat race. The rat race keeps people trapped. Most of the time, it's because they're afraid to take risks or don't know how to change their lives. But let me tell you something important. You don't have to stay stuck. Let me share the story of Lucas, a young man who broke free from the rat race. His journey will inspire you and show you that it's possible to create a life you love, no matter where you start. Lucas was 24 years old and lived in a small town. He worked as a delivery driver, earning just enough to pay his rent and buy food. Every day was the same. He delivered packages, came home tired, and watched TV until he fell asleep. One night, Lucas looked at himself in the mirror and thought, "Is this all my life will ever be? Delivering packages and surviving? I want more. I want to make my parents proud and give them a better life. But how?" One day, while delivering a package, Lucas met a man named James. James owned a successful digital marketing company. He was kind, friendly, and seemed genuinely happy with his life. Lucas couldn't help but ask him, "How did you become so successful?" James smiled and said, "Success isn't magic. It's a mix of hard work, learning, and never giving up. You just have to start." Those words stayed with Lucas. That night, he decided that he would not settle for an ordinary life. Lucas didn't have a lot of money, but he had time. He started watching free tutorials on digital marketing after work. He wrote down everything he learned in a notebook. At first, it was hard. The concepts were new, and sometimes he felt like giving up. But Lucas remembered what James had said. "You just have to start." Every day after work, Lucas spent 2 hours studying. Even when he was tired, even when he wanted to watch TV, he chose to learn instead. After 3 months of learning, Lucas created a small project to test his skills. He helped a local bakery promote their business online. It wasn't perfect, but it worked. The bakery owner was so impressed that they paid Lucas for his work. This small success gave Lucas the confidence he needed. He realized that his hard work was paying off. A year later, Lucas had saved some money and improved his skills. He decided to quit his delivery job and focus on digital marketing full-time. It was scary. What if he failed? What if he couldn't make enough money? But Lucas knew that staying in his comfort zone would keep him stuck forever, so he took the risk. Lucas started reaching out to more small businesses, offering his services. At first, many said no, but Lucas didn't give up. He kept trying, kept improving, and eventually people started noticing his work. Within 2 years, Lucas had built a successful digital marketing agency. He was earning more money than he ever thought possible. But more than that, he was happy. He was proud of the life he had created. What can we learn from Lucas? Start small. Lucas didn't quit his job right away. He started by learning a new skill in his free time. You can do the same. Be consistent. Even when Lucas was tired, he didn't stop. Success doesn't happen overnight. It comes from small steps every day. Take risks. Lucas could have stayed in his safe, comfortable job, but he took a chance. If you want a different life, you have to be willing to step out of your comfort zone. If you want freedom, financial freedom, time freedom, and peace of mind, you have to work for it. Learn new skills, take risks, and never stop improving yourself. Lucas wasn't special. He didn't have extra money or connections. He just had a desire to change his life and the determination to make it happen. You can be like Lucas. No matter where you start, no matter how hard it seems, you can create a better future for yourself. The question is, are you willing to start? Chapter 4: Breaking Limits and Building Your Dream Life. Let's talk about something we all struggle with: limits. These are the invisible walls we create in our minds that stop us from achieving greatness. Maybe you think, I'm not smart enough, or I don't have time, or I'm too old. But here's the truth. The only real limits are the ones you believe in. If you want to achieve your dream life, you must learn to break these limits. Let's dive deep into how you can do this and finish with a powerful message that will stay with you forever. Step 1. Stop underestimating yourself. Most people fail before they even start because they don't believe in themselves. They think, I can't do it, or I'm not good enough. But let me ask you, how do you know you can't do it if you've never tried? Think about this. Every successful person you admire was once a beginner. They had doubts, fears, and struggles too. The difference? They didn't stop. Here's what you need to remember. You are stronger than you think. You are smarter than you believe. You are capable of more than you can imagine. Step 2. Take full responsibility. Many people blame others for their problems. They say, I failed because of my family, or I didn't succeed because no one helped me. But here's a harsh truth. No one is coming to save you. If you want to change your life, you have to take responsibility. Stop waiting for someone else to give you an opportunity. Create your own opportunities. For example, if you want to learn a new skill, don't wait for a perfect teacher. Start learning from free resources. If you want to get fit, don't wait for a friend to join you. Start working out by yourself. Step 3. Face discomfort. Success is not comfortable. It's hard, messy, and sometimes painful. But growth happens when you step out of your comfort zone. Think about a seed. To grow into a tree, it has to break through the soil. That process isn't easy, but it's necessary. 1. Push yourself a little every day. If something feels hard, that's a good sign. You're growing. 2. Embrace failure. Failure is not the opposite of success. It's a part of success. Every failure teaches you something new. Step 4. Build an unstoppable mindset. Your mind is the most powerful tool you have. If you believe you can succeed, nothing can stop you. But if you doubt yourself, even the best opportunities will slip away. To build a strong mindset, feed your mind positive thoughts. Start your day by saying, "I can do this." Surround yourself with inspiring people. Stay away from negative, toxic individuals who drain your energy. Step 5. Never stop improving. Even when you achieve your goals, don't stop. Success is not a destination. It's a journey. Keep learning, growing, and pushing yourself to new heights. Ask yourself, what's my next goal? How can I help others with my success? Here's the most important thing I want you to remember. You have one life. Don't waste it living someone else's dream. Dream big. Work hard. Believe in yourself. Your dream life is waiting for you, but it won't come to you on its own. You have to fight for it, work for it, and never give up. When you feel tired, remember why you started. Think about the people you love, the life you want to create, and the person you want to become. The question is not, can you do it? The question is, will you do it? Now go out there and prove to yourself that you are unstoppable. This is your time. Let's make your dream life a reality. The fire is already inside you. All you have to do is let it burn. Today, I challenge you to take the first step. Write down one fear you want to overcome. Ask yourself this: do you really want success? Do you want to make your dreams come true? Then stop waiting. Stop complaining. Start working. You are capable of achieving greatness. You just need to believe in yourself and never give up. The journey is hard, but the reward is worth it.